again, I've come up with a great idea. Let's see if we can execute it. It's 7 past the hour, the Doug Stanford Good Day program. We have our crack, and I mean crack, technical staff working. So I said to Andrea Metcalf, who is our physical fitness guru, we were talking earlier, if you weren't around, about breathing, because it's so important to take a breath, take a break. Stress and sleep, two things that are important to have. We want less stress, more sleep, because they are silent killers. And I thought, okay, what a great way to bring Jay Kumar, who is a gentleman that is on with us each week at this time, talking about the things in life which we can sort of believe in that give us extra life. And from a different perspective, if you will, his website, Andrew, if you want to go to Living Your Light, I don't know if you've followed or pursued this information before, at least from our website. We have a contributors box at DougStephan.com, and Andrea's in it, and Jay's in it, and so are all the other folks that become regular parts of our program during the course of the week. And so every once in a while I get this brainstorm, all right, let's put these two people together who are experts, and we'll talk about their expertise and draw upon their experience, especially when it comes to things. Yeah, there are a lot of things that create stress. Jay has on his website, Living Your Light, he's got a focus on how to handle loss in your life, which certainly, Andrea, takes a stress. You can say all you want to about how we do this. Okay, let's do these exercises. Let's breathe this way. It'll get your mind off your trouble. Easier said than done. Correct?
Absolutely. I think we all kind of share that. And even those of us who are quote-unquote experts at living healthy lifestyles, we still deal with it. And, you know, I try and manage stress and balance my diet and make sure I get workouts in. And it's a challenge for me. But you know what? Challenges are fun, and I accept them, and I try it.
So how have you coped with the loss of a loved one or somebody you care about, or sometimes even loss can be in the form of, let's say you're married and you get a divorce. You have, I mean, imagine the wife of Anthony Weiner at the moment, and the kind of stress that poor woman, she's got a baby that she's cooking, and she's got a husband who's a jerk. And so, you know, dealing with the pressure of these idiots from the news media, she gets home at 4 o'clock in the morning from a trip because she works with Hillary Clinton and shows up at her house, and these news media morons are all over the place. I mean, I suppose that's ultimately a horrible example, but there are a lot of people who have that much stress in their life with some regularity, Andrea.
Well, for me personally, my dad passed away when he was only 48, and I was in not even 20 yet. And sometimes we don't deal with that stress or that loss, and then it comes back later in life when you finally have to try and manage it. And certainly I've had my shares of ups and downs, but I think we just have to be grateful every day and, you know, take that breath like we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
And remember all the wonderful things that we have, whether it's just the sun shining or the smiles on your kids' faces, or the fact that you're healthy. Those are all things that we can't take for granted. And when you start to focus on the gratitude part of life, I think that's when you can really start to be inspired, empowered, and make changes.
So was the reason you got into fitness at that age because your dad passed away? If I may ask, what at 48, what in the world happened to him?
Well, he died of cancer very quickly in about 3 days. I think personally he knew he had it, but didn't let on to any of us.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just very, very sudden. And he had lung cancer, colon cancer, brain cancer. So it was throughout his body.
Good Lord.
He was an extremely motivated individual and taking on the stress of others all the time.
Yeah.
And somewhat thin, but not fit then. He was, you know, he was a skinny guy, but never really exercised, just kind of worked all the time. And he definitely was a smoker. So there are things that we know we can do for our health to avoid those things. But like I said, I think being grateful is really the first step.
So, but was that event, as you saw was happening to your father, was that the inspiration? Is your father an inspiration or the inspiration for you having followed the path that you have followed?
I think I probably would have been on this path anyway, but it certainly is a contributing factor. You know, anytime you have somebody deteriorate right in front of your eyes or have type 2 diabetes like my grandmother, you become a little bit more aware. Mm-hmm. And certainly I was a state gymnast and track, so fitness was a big part of my life all through high school and growing up. So in college, when someone told me that I could get paid $8 to teach an exercise class, which was my workout then, I couldn't pass it up. So there was a little bit of incentive in college just because it was so new and aerobics was fun. And, you know, that changed my degree from thinking I wanted to be an attorney to being more of an educator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very cool. All right. Speaking of educators, we'll be joined in a moment by Dr. Jay Kumar, who is extraordinarily good at educating people when it comes to things that are important in our lives, sensitive in our lives. And I kind of wanted to put the two together for a few minutes, Andrea and Jay, to sort of take this stress theme, which comes from loss, and take the breath sense that Andrea is creating as the thinking about your breath and how that can help alleviate some of the stress you have in tough times. 13 past the hour on Good Day.
Andrew Ant Block presents the Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
The power of technology. Some of you are used to, we have spoiled you, most days anyway, with the technology it takes. This is the most difficult radio program, and I don't know whether I'm proud of this or whether I want to run away from it. This really is, in terms of all of the parties involved, the most difficult radio program to produce anywhere, because all of the players are everywhere, all over the place. I'm one place, Jennifer's another place, Roberta's another place, Richie's another place. And then when we bring in folks like our experts, Dr. Jay Kumar is here and Andrea Metcalf are here, they're using a different kind of technology. So we've got everybody together. And I want Andrea to say hi to Jay, because I don't think you folks, Andrea is pretty good about following what we do on the website. You are too, Jay, so you probably know of each other, but you haven't met, so say hi to each other.
Hi, Andrea. So good to meet you over here.
Good to meet you, too. I'm following you on Twitter.
Well, thank you. I'll do the same momentarily as well. But, you know, I've been actually just before my show this hour over here, I've been really enjoying, Andrea, hearing you talk about the power of the breath and how that can really enable us and really assist us in coping with loss and stress and anxiety, which is, I think, just so spot on.
Well, I want the two of you to sort of take the conversation for 3 or 4 minutes, because there is, I knew when listening to Andrea, knowing her, and Jay knowing you, I don't know Andrea as well as I know you, Jay, but I'm getting to know her better, and I understand how she thinks and what motivates her in terms of her work, and it has the same, you have the same sort of sense about you, and we're all here to help. So in terms of loss, you write about your worry, your dog that you love. We've had, Andrea, for your info, Jay and I have spent time together, and our dogs are so much an important part of our lives. That's one of the things that brought us together as friends. So his dog is getting old, and he knows that sooner rather than later it's going to be the end. And it's a tough, I mean, I think about it. Somebody said to me over the weekend, that's why you have three or four, because if one of them goes, it's not quite so bad. Anyway, so no matter what the loss is, how, Jay, do you think people ought to deal with loss? And then, Andrea, how do you think people need to deal with loss from your two different areas of expertise?
Well, I'll go and just start and say that loss is something that all of us are going to experience sometime in our life, whether it's a loss of a loved one, a pet, a relationship, a job, a home, whatever. It's just a part of life. And so one of the first things I tell my clients or, you know, when I lecture about coping with loss is to really see loss in a new light. And that really is to see loss not just so much as, you know, something which is gone from you, but really to see loss as something which is within a larger context of just change. And when we can really begin to re-grasp the notion of what loss truly is, it's nothing more than just change, and we'll talk more about this in this hour, that really helps us to cope with the grief and the suffering, and I believe in some way.
Andrea?
Well, you know, I have to agree with you on that. Loss is just a change in direction, and that's the part that we don't always realize, that anytime we have that, it means that there's just a shift going on in our lives. And again, I go back to that gratitude space, and if you can find the silver lining in the cloud and move through it, you'll be able to really follow your true life's path, because all of these things shape us, bring us closer to enlightenment, if you will, or a higher sense of being.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So then let's take Andrea's physical approach to this, breathing anyway. Breathing is an important part of what you do, what you teach people, Jay. Let's see if they're both the same. Again, philosophically, because I know the two of you, I know you're on the same page. But let's take the physical aspects while we have Andrea here and understand, let's say you are confronted, you know, you have some kind of horrible information that's given you and you're faced with it. What do you do at that moment or in the ensuing moments to relieve it somehow so it doesn't completely overwhelm you?
Andrew, you want to start or should I start?
You can go first.
Okay. Well, you know, each of us reacts to loss in a different way. It can be through anger. It can be through despair, grief, frustration, or even denial. I'm just thinking of the anger part of the Vancouver fans of the loss of the Stanley Cup. You know, that's one good example. But we really are all unique, and how we cope with loss emotionally is it really depends on our personality and how we really the emotional tools that we have. But as important as it is to emotionally release and maybe process the loss or the pain that accompanies loss, it's also very important not to dwell in that space, indefinitely. Grieving and coping emotionally with loss serves its purpose. But ultimately, we need to really move beyond that and really need to heal the pain and the grief. One way in which we can do it is through the breath, is through connecting to our emotions. When we connect to our breath physically, we really can tap into our mind and really tap into our emotional body, if you will. And that actually enables us to move through the healing process more quickly.
All right. Now, Andrea, if you can stick around for a few minutes, we have a few things we've got to do over the next 8 to 10 minutes, but I'd like you to come back to this, if you will. And,
okay.
If you have the time and just sort of add the frosting to the cake, the picture that Jay has so well painted for us with words. That's really what this is all about anyway. Words through your mind to help you out a little bit. 21 after on Good Day.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your social security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available, too. So make the switch today to OffTheGridPhones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. Or go to OffTheGridPhones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at OffTheGridPhones.com.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective. Even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Get yourself out of the serious mode into the birthday mode here on Good Day.
I didn't know this was a real song.
What, Crash Craddock?
Yeah.
You didn't? You've heard this song before.
This was, what commercial was this? Like Ben Gay or something? What was this?
Rub It In, yeah, something like that. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Ben Gay. My God, this is something I haven't thought about for a long time.
Yeah.
Nor have I thought about Billy Crash Craddock for a long time either. Born this day, 1939, country singer of some note, Don't Destroy Me, Ruby Baby, Rub It In. He did his own version of Sea Cruise, which was kind of cool as well, Richie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Rub it in. Rub it in.
Funny.
All right, up next is Lamont Dozier.
Ooh.
From the team, the songwriting team, Holland Dozier Holland, wrote dozens. Dozens of Motown hits. Born this day, 1941. These guys are geniuses.
Between those three, Holland Dozier Holland.
Yeah.
Smokey Robinson.
Yep.
And Marvin Gaye.
Yep.
They built Motown.
Baby Love, I Can't Help Myself. They're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They've been there for 11 years. Certainly belong there. So anyway, here's I Can't Help Myself. You got 900 jillion different examples of how good they are. Next up, another group. Now, they always, I say they, and I don't know who they are here. I criticize people who say, who are they? There is this confusion in some people's minds, the Motown sound versus the Philadelphia sound. That's the difference in the black music of the OJs versus the Temptations, let's say. OJ's music stands on its own. Eddie Levert is one of the singers in the OJs, and he today celebrates his birthday. Born this day, 1942. Love Train is my favorite of their songs, but man, do they put on a show. I've told you the story, Richie, going. I'm such a big fan. I went to a concert with the OJs and the Spinners.
Oh, yeah.
At the Western Theater in Los Angeles. I was the only white face in the crowd.
Yeah. I did the OJs and Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah, right.
And, everybody looked at me like,
why are you here? Yeah.
But
I wasn't uncomfortable.
Something.
I mean, it was fun. The guy said to me.
We had a ball.
Oh, man.
The people all in my row and my section, we had a ball. It was great stuff.
Yeah. Great stuff. Yeah. All right, next up on our birthday list is Joan Van Ark. You would recognize her. If you don't know, Knott's Landing was her big claim to fame. Very skinny lady, almost emaciated, didn't look ever. She had a pretty face. So damn skinny. Oh, my God. What are you laughing?
I remember her for being the emaciated one.
Yeah,
she
was,
slamming.
Right. Also, Val was her name. The
yes.
The role she played. 68 she is today.
Yeah.
So happy birthday to her. The drummer for Rare Earth, Peter Rivera, celebrates his 66th year today.
Love it.
Remember this song?
Yeah.
Sort of a rock anthem of sorts. Derek Sanderson, hockey player for the Bruins, having a birthday today. He's 65, celebrating his former teammates winning the Stanley Cup last night. James Smith, one of the Stylistics, 61 today. Betcha, by golly, wow, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, let's see. Who else have we got? Gino Vannelli.
Oh, yeah.
He's not to be concerned with his cousin, Millie.
Millie Vanilli?
Millie Vanilli. This actually, he spells his name V-A-N-N-E-L-I, and Vanilli is M, is like vanilla, V-I-N.
Yeah.
And besides, Gino sings his own stuff.
Yeah,
and
we think.
Yeah, right. Laurie Metcalf, no relation to, I don't think she is. I should have Andrea, whether she's a relationship or not. Emmy Award-winning actress in Roseanne. Her birthday is today. She's 56. And Valerie Mahaffey from Northern Exposure, Eve, her birthday today, too.
How clean is your city's air? I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Every year, the American Lung Association puts out the State of the Air Report, a list of the nation's most polluted metropolitan areas. Two cities in California got the worst rating for smog, Bakersfield and Hanford. And L.A. Long Beach, Riverside, got the worst rating for ozone. But this huge megalopolis is getting better compared to how bad the air was there a few years ago. Other cities cleaned up their air some, too, compared to previous years. But that doesn't mean we should all breathe easy thinking everything is fine. Many of us still live with unhealthy levels of smog and ozone year-round. Honolulu and Santa Fe are the cleanest cities, the only two that had no days when ozone and daily particle pollution reached unhealthy ranges. The American Lung Association attributes all improvements to the success of the Clean Air Act. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Get more free during the PetSmart Big Brands Bonus Sale. You'll find great bonus deals on hundreds of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $5 on our entire stock of new Bayer Canine Advantix 2 and Advantix 2 products. Canine Advantix 2 repels and kills ticks, fleas, and mosquitoes on dogs. And Advantix 2 kills all flea life stages on dogs and cats. Hurry in for these great deals at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends June 19th. Canine Advantix 2 is for use on dogs only.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Looking at the cans right now.
I've just been picturing you playing this song, drinking malt liquor, driving cross country.
Jennifer, can you imagine Doug with his seat reclined all the way back with his wrist over the steering wheel, pulling up to a light with the kickers going?
I've got some junk up in my trunk, yo.
Dad, you don't got no brains in here.
And that's bullshit.
With my mind on my money and my money.
All right, it's 34 after the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. If you are just joining us, we're sort of in the middle of a conversation with two of our expert contributors, Andrea Metcalf, who is in charge of physical fitness. She keeps Team Doug in shape. She's about as good a shape as anybody that you'd want to be, I was going to say, close to. Well, maybe you'd like to be close. And mentally and spiritually and emotionally. And another gentleman who is extraordinarily healthy when it comes to emotions and I think physical, spiritual, emotional, all of those things go together anyway. Dr. Jay Kumar is here, visits with us every week at this time. We started talking about loss and the stress that it creates. And Jay had a nice way of sort of encapsulating what he recommends to people who might come to him for a consultation. So, Andrea, it's now your turn to take this problem that we all have. If you're living a healthy lifestyle, you're still going to hit bumps in the road, potholes sometimes, you humongous ones. And so, you know, in order to try, it's easy to say, not so easy to do. By the way, Andrea in the last few minutes has been doing sit-ups, push-ups, running around the room. So, Jay, she's all set.
She is. She's pumped.
Right. All right, so anyway.
I'm still working out. I have some tubing, and I'm doing some side leg lifts. But to answer your question with dealing with loss, I think one of the best things you can do when you have something happen in your life is to get in touch with the mind, body, spirit, as Rush said, and start walking, because it's a time to quiet your mind, to reflect, to, you know, go over the experience, see if there could have been changes, to, you know, have changed the outcome. And when there is no control that we have, which really none of us have control over anything but our reaction, is just get out there and start walking. You'll feel your breath, you'll feel your body pump, and you know, you'll get that endorphin rush. Even when you think you can't, you really can.
Well, that's most of this is the mind. The body will respond to your mind. The mind is the most powerful thing. We all say that no matter what's going on. And there's some people who will say, I can't do it. I can't shut my mind down. I can't stop worrying. I can't get rid of the stress.
I might beg to differ, though.
With
I
whom?
Think it's kind of a push-pull kind of thing, that it's most of it is the mind. Because if you don't go out and get those endorphins kicking, you might not have the mental ability to fight back whatever. So, I mean, it's kind of the chicken or the egg theory. If you don't work out mentally, you're not going to be upbeat and pumped enough with the right chemicals to be able to fight things off. But if you don't tell yourself, all right, I need to really go. I mean, a couple nights a week, I'm just like, oh, man, I don't want to go. But I have to. And I do. And within 5 or 10 minutes, you are jacked and you are ready to go. And when you come out of there, you're just like, give it to me. Bring it on. I'm ready for you.
Well, yeah, you know, I kind of agree with Richie on this, and Andrew as well. I the phrase that you've heard me use on here on the show is our psychology creates our biology. You know, our thoughts and how our emotional states really affect and really influence our physical body. And I want to touch on one thing which Andrea talked about, which is really key, is this notion of control. And I really feel that what loss, why we respond to loss through anger and frustration or despair or all those emotional qualities is that it's our power of control or choice is taken away. You know, when you think about this, most of us will celebrate a marriage or having a child or going off to college because those are things that we have control over. But they're also changes. Those are changes in life. But when it comes to loss, we really have no control over the situation of the death of a loved one or a pet or losing a job or a relationship. And it's that quality of feeling or perceiving that our life is out of control, that we have no choice over the matter, is what spirals us into feelings of despair and hopelessness. And so to touch on something that Andrea talked about is really to maybe focus in your life on those qualities where you have control over, one being your health, your well-being, exercise. Do things in times of loss that give you a more empowered sense of control and choice in your daily routine.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was going to say, too, that exercise is different for everyone. Mm-hmm. For some of us, it may be just doing some arm circles while we're seated on the couch or at our desk, just taking those arms overhead and taking the breaths. And we all start somewhere. You know, not everyone can go and walk to the end of the driveway and back, but go where you can, and you'll instantly start to feel a change. Even in like 30 seconds when you count your breaths that we had talked about earlier on the show, you start to just become more aware. You'll feel the difference, and you'll feel the things like Raj said that you can control. Because that's exactly what this is about. It's about learning how to react and control the things that I can and understanding the things that I can't is out of my power.
All right. Now, I want to bring in Roberta Fasanelli. We have Andrea Metcalf with us, Dr. Jay Kumar, Roberta on my staff, Richie and I. We're here talking about stress. We're talking about breathing. We're talking about loss. Roberta has had an incredible amount of loss in her life in the last few months. And I wonder, as you listen to all this, Roberta, what you are picking out of it or taking away from it.
I think all their suggestions are absolutely incredible suggestions, especially the breathing and grounding and trying to grab a hold of yourself. However, I also believe that you have to evaluate yourself, and if you find yourself in a cycle of grief that you cannot climb out of, you have to go get help. You have to go into therapy. You have to get some sort of mental help. And I wouldn't discount even going on some sort of antidepressants or anti-anxiety medication short term to help you get through it. I mean, all of these are great suggestions, but you do sometimes get to a point where it's almost impossible to help yourself. And I think people have to recognize that, especially if you start having dangerous thoughts or if you start getting these feelings of hopelessness or you start getting feelings of worthlessness, then it goes beyond what anything is that's being said here. And I think Jay and everyone would agree with that.
Yeah, I do, Roberta, I definitely agree with you on this. You know, we have resources in our life and in our society that can help us and empower us to cope with loss, whether it's mental health or whether it's taking some sort of medication that in the short term can really get us out of the spiraling cycle. And I just want to really mention really quickly, I have a lot of discussion on how to cope with loss in my recent newsletter, which you can go to my Facebook page, Dr. Jay Kumar, or you can go on the Good Day Facebook wall and link to it as well. And one of the things that I really want to kind of encapsulate or maybe kind of emphasize here is that everything is temporary. Even your grief and your sadness and despair is just temporary. And there's a great joke that I like that kind of encapsulates this. And the joke is this. How do you make a happy person sad and a sad person happy? You tell them, this too shall pass.
I was going to say introduce them.
They gate each other out. Two negatives create a positive. But really, it's the emphasis that everything is just temporary. Even your grief and sadness and your despair and your hopelessness is just temporary. But by all means, yes, do whatever you need to do in your life to help you get to the point where you can function properly. If you're in a position where your life is just so you're just crippled in the despair and sadness over the loss, then by all means, seek out help. But I think what I'm talking about here is, in addition to that, complementary to that, also try to view loss for what it really is. It's just change. Mm-hmm. And then change really is the constant factor that we really have in our life. And knowing that change is inevitable, and we'll talk more about this maybe next week, is that learning to cope with change, whether it's positive change or challenging change, that's the key. And it's all just the same, whether it's getting married or whether it's having a child, you know, that's change. But also the same is true with loss of a loved one. That's also change.
You know, Doug, I just got a Twitter message from a fan saying that this is one of the best conversations they heard from us from a while. Username Anthony Weiner. He says thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. You're welcome, pal.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just, you know, it's, you get from the serious to the sublime, the silly even, because people take themselves so seriously. Sometimes it can be a physical, somebody slaps you aside the head. I remember, not about loss, but I remember a friend of my son's who is a well-known actor. My son, because of what he does and where he lives, is friends with the many actors who are his age, the kids in their early 30s who are just beginning to sort of come into their own. And this kid's had some starring roles. He was a second lead in this Thor movie. Yeah, he's been around. So, so he and Brendan went to visit his house. I forget where he grows up. He grew up in some place in California. So they went there for the weekend. And this kid was pretty full of himself to hear Brendan tell the story. And he sat down at breakfast for whatever the reason, and his mother came over and slapped him and said to him, listen, here's who you are. Here's where you came from. Don't be, you know, basically so big for your britches. And Brendan said that he completely changed and has changed since his mother whacked him on the side of the head to give him a reality check. And that, you know, whether that's the implication or the suggestion because of that sort of stuff going on, or maybe the same thing. I'm not suggesting physical stuff, but sometimes you need an abrupt change for somebody to bring you up short. And, you know, and who else are you going to take more seriously than your mother? And so, you know, I got a kick out of that, but I think that applies to a lot of different circumstances. Comments?
Sure, yeah. Well, one thing I'll comment on that. I think, Doug, you're so right. Loss is one of the most humbling experiences that we can have, whether it's whatever the loss may be. It's so humanizing. It's so humbling because it really allows us to become present to what really matters in life.
Yep.
You know, and we talked about this, I think, a couple of weeks back about the top five deathbed regrets.
Yep.
People have in their lives. And one of them was like not feeling, you know, not finding their purpose or not really you know, appreciating all that you have in your life. Yeah. And so what loss can do, and this is the gift, and I really want to say this is the gift of what loss can give us, is that loss and the grief that can come from that of things that are no longer there can give us the opportunity to truly appreciate and value what we really have in life, or to really appreciate the person or the opportunities that are just present with you right now, because you just don't know when that opportunity or when that person or when that loved one will be gone.
Yep. All right. A lot of great food for thought here. Andrea, thank you for sharing more of your time with us, even though you were busy doing your workout while you were on with us. It's okay.
You got to multitask some days.
Absolutely. You are the queen. I'll tell you something. I have never been around anybody in my life who is a better multitasker. You even split your eyes, never mind your brain. She's looking at one person with one eye, and Jay, you'd be amazed at her. Looking at it, she's thinking about one thing, talking to somebody else. It's an amazing testament to what our lives have become and how we can make them productive. So anyway, there's a tribute for Andrea. Andrea Metcalf, check out her website through DougStefan.com, as well as Jay Kumar. You can find out more about him at our website as well. Thank you both for being here and getting us to think. 13 before the hour on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com, or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com, or call 800-506-4115.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Today's video of the day is amazing. If you have not checked it out, Roberta and Richie have.
It's hysterical.
You will, you turn it on, you look at it, you think, oh, what is this? You will not ever have a clue of how it will end unless you watch the whole thing.
It's hysterical.
Video of the day at DougStefan.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow.
guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Not exactly your run-of-the-mill everyday lawsuit. In this one, the White House is the one being sued. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. U.S. military involvement in Libya. That is the subject of a lawsuit filed by a bipartisan group of House lawmakers, one of whom is Democratic Congressman Dennis Kucinich of Ohio. He says President Obama is in clear violation of a number of statutes, not the least of which is the War Powers Act, specifically that going to war requires congressional authorization. Congressman Kucinich says the Libya operation may not officially be classified as a war. However,
they spent $750 million. And what's that? We tell the people of the United States that that's not a war. That's, if it looks like a war, it's a war.
But wait, Kucinich is just getting started here.
There's bombing that's occurred. We've had planes over there. We've got ships offshore that have been that launched attacks. You can't claim that this isn't a war.
And so this lawsuit is designed to end the U.S. role in the NATO-led mission to stop Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi from attacking his own people. President Obama plans to provide Congress with justification for continued U.S. involvement, but in a letter to the president, Republican House Speaker John Boehner said the administration will be in violation of a War Powers Resolution without congressional authorization to continue. The lawsuit cites the recent House resolution that raised questions about the president's goal in Libya and how much the mission will end up costing. Legal expert Royal Oaks talks about this unusual lawsuit. Does it have a chance of succeeding?
This is an uphill battle for Congress to take on the president and the courts because the judiciary is traditionally reluctant to try to interfere in fights between the two other branches.
If nothing else, this will be a fascinating legal battle. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Broccoli or beans? Peaches or pears? Choosing what to plant in your garden isn't always easy, but protecting your garden is. Seven Brand Insecticide has been trusted for generations to protect fruits and veggies from over 100 harmful insects, including Japanese beetles. And Seven is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get Seven, available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if you'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance.
Which is an unlikely question for a biology test.
And the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G. EICO.
Call Geico or visit Geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Not a good day on Wall Street. Stocks sharply lower yesterday on several gloomy economic reports. The Dow plunging 179 points to 11,897. S&P and NASDAQ down as well. Oil prices down about $4.50 a barrel, finishing at $94.81, its lowest level since February. Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords waking up in her own bed today. She was released from a rehab facility in Houston yesterday after more than 5 months of treatment following a gunshot wound to the head. Giffords will live at a Texas home she shares with her husband. She'll continue to receive outpatient treatment. The Boston Bruins celebrating their first Stanley Cup victory in more than 3 decades. A 4-0 win over the Canucks in Vancouver in Game 7 of their Stanley Cup final. After the game, there were riots on the streets of Vancouver. Canucks center Henrik Sedin called the chaos that followed unacceptable.
No, it's terrible. It's this city and province has a lot to be proud of. It's too bad.
The Royal Canadian Mounted Police had to call in hundreds of reinforcements to assist with crowd control. Another of golf's major championships begins today, the U.S. Open being played at Congressional Country Club outside Washington, D.C. Tiger Woods not in the field, out with an injury. Graham McDowell is your defending champion. Finally, another sports-related note, the Dallas Mavericks to hold their victory parade in Dallas today. Elsewhere, tonight is LeBron James replica ring night at the minor league Peoria Chiefs baseball game in Illinois. The team's GM, Ralph Converse, says fans actually won't be getting anything when they walk through the gates. There is no replica ring.
It's non-existent. It's all meant as a spoof, lighthearted, tongue-in-cheek kind of humor.
And on top of poking fun at LeBron James' non-existent championship ring, the team also wants to skip the fourth inning as a nod towards the criticism levied at James for not performing well during the fourth quarter of the NBA Finals. The team says it isn't trying to be mean toward LeBron.
We've had calls from all over the country. Most people find it humorous. Some have found that it's demeaning to LeBron, and we certainly mean no malice towards him.
Of course not. We hope he doesn't take any of this personally. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Get more free during the PetSmart Big Brands Bonus Sale. You'll find great bonus deals on hundreds of items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $5 on our entire stock of new Bayer Canine Advantix 2 and Advantix 2 products. Canine Advantix 2 repels and kills ticks, fleas, and mosquitoes on dogs. And Advantix 2 kills all flea life stages on dogs and cats. Hurry in for these great deals at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends June 19th. Canine Advantix 2 is for use on dogs only.
Four fried chickens and a Coke.
And some dry white toast, please.